We're learning Megillas Esther. Today is February 13th, 2013, and Gimel Adar Tovshin Ein Gimel. We're picking up from Perek Aleph Pasuk Vav. Perek Aleph Pasuk Vav. Chur Karpas Uzecheles Achuz Bechavle. By me, I have to turn a few pages here. Butz v'argamon agalile chesef v'amudei sheish. Now, what are these words? These words are describing the beautiful scenario and the decorations, the lavish decorations that Achashverosh had all of his the seats and the chairs and the pedestals and the table, marble and everything, all was out of this world.
Comment.
Yes, let me just finish the pasuk and I'll take the comment. Mitoyz zohov v'chesef al ritzpas bahat v'sheish v'dar v'soychores. So the pasuk is specifying every single detail of how Achashverosh literally went overboard. Like we said yesterday, because he wants to show everybody all of his wealth, and it took 180 days, and every day he showed six different rooms. Every day, six rooms. So in order to finally show them all of his wealth, it took 180 days. Six storehouses. It wasn't a room this size. It was a large, large room of his gold and silver and pearls and diamonds and rubies and whatever, emeralds. I don't even know what they all are. Okay, yes.
Kar is ches, which means eight. And so it goes, the commentary says that Achashverosh wore the eight garments of the Kohen Gadol.
That's right.
So is that why the ches is larger?
That's what Frank is pointing out there, that the ches is come to tell us something.
Right, the chur. Is it larger? It's the beginning of the sentence, that's why.
Right,
I got
it.
Yeah, but chur.
You see, in these editions, they make it larger
that. Yeah,
yeah.
So Achashverosh, not only is he wearing the vessels of the Kohen Gadol, which is forbidden, but he's also making this party for 180 days, inviting the Jews who were eating, wants them to eat treif for food, right, to humiliate them, because Achashverosh is saying that the 70 years has gone by, your God has deserted you, and now we're making a festival, saying your God deserted you, and come to this festival and be humiliated. So I'm humiliating you by wearing the Kohen Gadol, and I'm humiliating you by having this festival.
Shkoyach, thank you. I just want to add one point where it makes it even worse what he did, because there was kosher food also. There was kosher food. In fact, this is one of the major, major lessons that we have to remind ourselves, which is sometimes causes a lot of difficulty in life, where there might be a hechsher on the actual food, the best hechsher you could find, but the scenario, the surroundings, there's no hechsher on that at all. And not to elaborate on that point, but basically, in the times of Achashverosh, there was the people, it was just not an appropriate place to be. The women that were there, and the lightheadedness that was taking place, and the drinking. I mean, you know, it's amazing. You know, like, I'm embarrassed to repeat what I'm about to say. I'm embarrassed to repeat it, and then you have the mayor of Philadelphia, he goes on the radio to publicly say what I'm about to say. What does he have to say? That when there's a sports team, and it's not just here in Philadelphia, when there's a sports team that might by chance once in a while do well here, okay, I'm not really from here, so I can say that, you know, but all those, you know, anyway, so he has to get on the radio and say, listen, everyone, you know, this, that, we're going to be winning. We're going to win. Okay, that's what he says, right? The arrogance, of course. But let's remind ourselves that when we celebrate, let's not go overboard. What's he afraid of? What's he hinting to? The riots. Smashing the windows, smashing the cars, acting like a bunch of animals. Because that's what they do. When they drink, they get shikr. Nichnas yayin, moitzi soid. A person drinks the wine, same gematria. 70. Soid. Yayin is yud, yud. Nun is 50. And 20 is 70. Soid is also. Samach is 60. Vav is 6. And dalet is 4. 70. Nichnas yayin, when wine comes in, the soid, the secret of the person comes out, who his real essence really is. So you make a public announcement. Really, what is being said is, you're a bunch of animals. That's what he's saying. So tame yourselves. Like, it's unbelievable. That's what's being said here. And this was what was taking place by the Suda of Achashverosh. A person, says the Rambam, Odom Nimshech Achar Svivov. He is influenced by his surroundings. And Mordechai said, don't go to the Suda. The lesson to take out from not going to that Suda is that unfortunately there are many times when there are places that have a kosher hechsher on the food, but the surroundings are not kosher at all. The environment is not a kosher environment, and that's when the person has to know, what do I do? Do I go to, well, it's kosher food? Of course, it has to be good. Well, is everything else kosher also? What are the activities? What are we doing there? Now, I want to share with you a beautiful, beautiful Vilna Gaon. We're not going to get into the specific details of how the Vilna Gaon elaborates on this pasuk, on the specific details of all these chur, karpas, all the different garments, uschelis, the colors, achuz bechavle, boots, and they're twisted and intertwined, and all of these different points. I thought it was maybe Shmuel calling in. So what he does tell us is as follows. Why does this pasuk elaborate so much on this? I'm reading now from the Vilna Gaon. Laharoy smilus hatzadikim loylam haba. He's telling us that if this is the pleasure and the reward of oylam hazeh, what's awaiting for the tzadikim, for those who come to learn Torah? For those who practice Torah in Olam Haba. Ki yafesh sha achas shel Olam Haba mikol chai Olam Hazeh. One moment in the world to come, we know Chazal tell us, is greater than all the time here in this world. V'einonu yoydin, we can't comprehend kama golo koyach Olam Haba, how great that Olam Haba is. V'omer lanu akosov goydel Olam Hazeh, the pasuk is saying how great this Olam Hazeh is. She'elonu lahavin mizeh es Olam Haba. It's a kosher kaini, even more so. If by Achashverosh Suda they had all those wonderful external physical aspects of beauty, and you go into sometimes a hall and you see mamash, it looks like a palace. If that's Olam Hazeh, what's awaiting for us in Olam Haba? I want to interrupt myself that the limud that we're learning here today should be Liuli Nishmas, the father of our dear friend Reb Chesky, Gur Aryeh ben Eliezer. Let's continue now. The next pasuk.
Wait, the same
yes.
Thing. Let me call Mamre Chazal somewhere, maybe in the Benazar of the Shur, that if he didn't attend the Goyish Fiasuda, even if they have their own food, their own drink, and their own Shammas, that they shouldn't do it.
Right, that's correct. Right, even if they're... you know, there are a lot of halachas that come out from this that a person has to really be aware of, even just ask the Rav, his Rav, in regards to how does he have his business meetings with his partners, non-Jews, associates, how does he accustom himself with these type of things? If it's a black and white no, that might not be the best answer. If it's a definitely yes, that also might not be the right answer. So each case has to be dealt with in a specific, you know, situation. Pasuk Zayin. V'hashkois b'chlei zohov, mikelim shoynim. V'yein malchus rov kiyad hamelech. Now, I mentioned yesterday that one of my talents that Hashem has given to other people, which I don't have, I don't possess, is the ability to draw. Another one is that of singing. So I'm not going to demonstrate, but this pasuk is not read like the way I just read it. When they lay in this pasuk, they lay in this pasuk with a tune of Eicha. Because as Rabbi Ephraim pointed out a few minutes ago, that we have the chur, the ches, symbolizes, according to one of the pshatim, the eight garments of the Kohen Gadol that Achashverosh was so arrogant to wear. The kelim, mikelim shoinim, refers to the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash. So now the Jews are there, and they see what's taking place. Now, there were Jews who saw the first Beis HaMikdash and who saw the second Beis HaMikdash. So they were obviously, they remember what the first Beis HaMikdash was like. And now they see this Achashverosh getting drunk, wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, drinking out of the kelim. This was a very difficult thing for them to see. But yes, they should not have been there. The Yein Malchus Rov Kiyad HaMelech. Whatever Rashi says, V'yein Malchus Rav Harbei, Rabbi Sina Amru Shehishkeo Yisom Kol Echad V'Echad Gain Shu Zokin Memenu. Each person, Rashi tells us, was given wine older than him. Whatever type of wine he wanted, that's what they had over there. If you do want to be a Yain Nenesach, you want Mavut, whatever you want. You want Rashi Light, we'll give you Rashi Light. Okay? We'll have it all. But of course, the fact you can have a person 75 years old, he gets a wine 76 years old. You know, someone told me that there was a person who was making a birthday party, and he had schnapps. All the schnapps was from the year he was born. And he wasn't a young kid. So you can imagine, this was a very expensive type of birthday party. Here, just imagine the amount of money he literally poured down the drain with all this wine. V'hashtiyo kados ein oynis. What does this mean? Kados, the wine, the drinking. Lefi sheyesh sudas shekoifin es hamasubin lishtoy, says Rashi, kli gadol. There are certain parties, Rashi says, that there are those who force the person to drink a kli gadol. V'yesh she'eina yochol lishtoy soy kim b'koishi. And there are those that have difficulty drinking. Aval kan ein oynis. Here, you want to drink? Drink. You don't want to drink? Don't drink. What's he doing, Achashverosh? He's trying to make us all happy. He's trying to make us all together. Now, the happiness is brought down. I saw this in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I'm sure as earlier sources as well. This is the first one. In fact, we learned this together many years ago up across the street. What did we learn? That when the goyim have a simcha, their happiness should not be our happiness. Even more so, we learned that when we hear their excitement, we should give a little moan, like, oh, what's the understanding behind this? The understanding is, like we said from the Rambam, Adam Nimshach HaChasiv, a person is influenced by his surroundings. If people get so excited when these sports teams are, you know, and I'm telling you, as a child, I was a very big sports fan, so I know all about it. If people get so excited when their sports teams are winning, I don't mean us, I'm saying non-Jews, and then we, the Jewish people, associate our simcha from the sports teams winning, Adam Nimshech HaChasvivav. We're being influenced by the surroundings. And we don't even realize that there's something wrong with it. It's not like, I'll give you an example, it's not like a person taking a cigarette and starting to smoke. This generation, we all know it's not healthy. No one's going to put his mouth to exhaust of an 18-wheeler and say, okay, turn it on, I'm ready. No one's going to do that. But yet, you know, difficulties in life, people smoke sometimes. But we all know it's not healthy. The danger of this Suda was that you want to drink, drink. You don't don't want to drink, don't drink. You want Heksher from Satmar? We'll get you Satmar Heksher. You want KAJ? We'll get you KAJ. You want Lubavitch? Whatever Heksher you want, we'll get it for you. So no one would see how it's bad for you. That's what we're saying over here. There's Simcha. Like I say this many times, a few years ago, it was more than a few years ago already, one of the sports teams there was doing very well. And there was a possibility they might win it all. And then the day after, turn on the radio, what do I hear? I literally hear like weeping. The person interviewing, the other person, it was hard to wake up. I'm not going to put on the whole act, but it was hard to wake up this morning. They couldn't get out of bed. They couldn't get out of bed because they didn't know how to go on now. Their team lost. They're out of it. But unfortunately, there are people of our religion who feel that emptiness when their quote-unquote team, well, they have stock in the team. You know, if you have baseball cards, the football cards, at least you gain something from that that's worth something, you know. You make money off it. That's investment. Why not? So different than something else. But it's emptiness. It's hidalus. It's just a bunch of emptiness. But it doesn't look treif. And that's what took place by the Suda. It doesn't look treif. Now, I'm not comparing sports 100% to the Suda, but there definitely are the similarities. And what was the result? The result was a Haman came along. Hashem says, you're spending time on this nonsense. You're being influenced by this nonsense. You bow down to the idol by Nebuchadnezzar. You know what Hashem says? Kliya. Kliya means destruction. I will now permit this evil man to put his plan into fruition. V'ashtiya kados einonis. That is very dangerous words over here. That when things look kosher, but it's not kosher. Ki chein yisar ha-melech. This is the rule of the king. Al kol rav beisoy lases kirtzon ish v'ish. Like we said earlier, that the man of the household, he'll do l'chol echad v'echad, Rashi says, Ritzoyna, you do what you want. Now, Pasuk test, Gam Vashti Hamalko also mishte noshim. Vashti Hamalko, she also did a mishte for the women. And as I mentioned a couple days ago, that if you take the letters of Vashti's name and you rearrange them with the different vowels, take the same letters, it's not just Vashti, Vishti, referring to the drinking. That there's a remez here to that how the nais was coming about to the drinking. Because Achashverosh gets so drunk, he says off with Vashti's head. Later on, the party is a mishta with wine. The first one, the second one. You have a remez to this, the nais over here. Gam Vashti Hamalka, Vashti the queen, the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar, she makes a mishta for Noshim. Beis Hamalchus Asher LaMelech Achashverosh. Where is she making this? Not too far away. Where the men are making this party. Now, Bayoyim HaShvi'i, Pasuk Yud, Ketoiv Leiv HaMelech Bayoyin, when the king is nice and drunk, Amar Limohumun Biso Charvoyna Bigso Va'avogso Zeisar V'Charkas Shivas Asarisim Hamesharsim Espenei HaMelech Achashverosh. Lahavi Pasuk Yirav, Lahavi is Vashti HaMalch Lefnei HaMelech B'chesem Malchus L'Harois Ha'amim HaSorim Es Yofyo Ki Toivis Marahi. What is the decree? Bring out Vashti. On which day? On the seventh day. Says Rashi, Rabbi Seinomru, Shabbos Hayo. This is Shabbos. This day was Shabbos. Now, this that he wants Vashti to be brought out wearing the crown, we are told is being wearing the crown and that's it. That's all she was supposed to be wearing. And the king wants to show off. Oh, look how great I am. He has to build himself up every single step of the way. You ever go to an unbelievable type of chasna? Where imagine they have different rooms. You have the milchik shmorg. You have the fish shmorg. You have the hot meat shmorg room. We're getting a little hungry now. Okay. We have another room with the cold meat. A whole room of just soups. Different soups. I don't dedicate. Did I cover everything? Different flavor. Yeah, you have the Italian food. Yeah, the American food, Middle Eastern food. All different rooms for each one. Okay. And now, well, we're not at the desserts yet. There's a whole other wing for desserts. So after Ahasuerus shows all of this to everyone, then they can't believe, oh, what a king. What a man. This is Shabbos today. Is this how the Jewish people honor Shabbos? This is Shabbos Kodesh. Why specifically is it Shabbos? Because Vashti took, as we know, the Jewish women and made them work. And she made them work. They didn't wear a crown, but they didn't wear anything else either. This is how she made them work. And she made them work in Shabbos as well. And now Vashti, as we know, is going to refuse. Pasuk Yud Beis, Vatim Mo'ein Hamalko Vashti Lovoi Bedvar HaMelech HaShebiyana Sarisim. She says, no, I'm not coming. Vayikzoif HaMelech Mo'ein V'chamosa Bo'aravoi. What do you mean not coming? I'm the king. I say something. You do what I say. Now, they heard all the voices of the women at their party, and let me tell you, women's voices can carry. And there are a bunch of men who are drinking, and these are men of low character. So this is what they're asking. Come out just wearing the crown. Now, why is she, of course, Rashi tells us, Vatamayin ha-malka v'ashti, Rabbi Seinu Amru, Lefisha, Porcho bo tzaras. Hashem punished her and gave her tzaras. In order that she'll refuse, I can't go out like this. Normally she'd be more than happy to go out in such a way. But now she's embarrassed. The Vishahoisa Mashetis Benoisi Sol says Rashi, like we just mentioned, Arumois Vaisa Behen Melocha Bishavis. He would have the Jewish women take off their clothing and do the work on Shabbos. Nigzer Haleh Shetifashet Shetispashet Aruma Bishavis. Therefore, there's a decree on her that her clothing should be taken off and she would be embarrassed. And this all took place on Shabbos. Continues the Pasuk, Vayimra ha-melech l'chachamim, yoidei ha-yitim, ki chein devar ha-melech afnei kol yoidei dos v'din. What does it mean? Kichein dvar hamelech. Kichein, says Rashi, minig hamelech v'chol mishpat. That the way of the king is that whatever he says, it goes. He's in charge. So what does it mean that she says, no, you can't come out? So there's a perush Yosef Lekach that tells us that we all know that there's no mention of Hashem's name in the Megillah. However, when the word Melech is mentioned stam, Melech without the name Achashverosh next to it, that refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayomer HaMelech, now we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting involved. L'chom yoyde yitim, kichein, devar HaMelech, the Melech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Malchim Amlochim, lefnei kol das v'din, that what? That Hashem is the one who makes the mishpat. Ki kein minig hamelech b'chol mishpat, in all mishpat. Lasum es adover lefnei kol yoidei das v'din. That he, here, back into Achashverosh's mind, he has to discuss this with his advisors now. I call the queen, she doesn't come. How could this be? V'akorav elov, karshno, sheisar, pasi gedalit, admis, admosa, sashis, meres, marsino, memulchon, shivas, sorei, poras, omadai, royei, pinei, hamelech, hayoshim, rishoyna, b'malchus. The different names that we just mentioned. And we mentioned over here, who is the last one mentioned? This is Memuchan. Memuchan, it was mentioned last because he was the lowest on the totem pole. Of course, he'll be the highest on the totem pole at the end of the day. How many messengers, how many officers does he have? Shivas, Sari, Paras, Umadai, Roi, Pnei Melch. Seven. Amalek is a nation of Teva. They don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is seven. Similar to what we discussed Hanukkah time as well. There's seven. There's seven of them. It's not just by chance. Kedas, what's the question? Pasuk Tezvav. What do we do? Malasa is b'malka Vashti. She refused. Alasher lo yosas ma'amar ha'melech achashver. She did not fulfill the request of the king. Biara sarisim. Through the hands of the Sarisim. He says over here, Vayomer Memuchan, Memuchan pops up. He was the last of all of the officers. Lefnei HaMelech V'Asarim Lo Yal HaMelech Levadi Avso Vashti HaMalka. Like we said yesterday, this Memuchan, we are told, is Haman. And Haman says, you have to realize, Your Highness, this Vashti did not just offend the king. Ki al kol hasorim al kol ha'amim asher b'chol ha'midunas asher ha'melech ha'chashverosh. But she is taking an offense attack on all 127 of the king's provinces. Now, what did the Pasuk say a few minutes earlier? He's fuming mad. He was drunk. What do you mean? She doesn't come. I call, she doesn't come. So the Gra explains to us that, as we mentioned outside, that Achashverosh married, we know, Zeresh, and this was his chance. That's why he jumped up and said something first. And that Zeresh, he didn't want Zeresh, like we said yesterday, to speak the language that he didn't understand in the house. So he figures, if he encourages Achashverosh to make a decree that whatever the man says, that's what goes in the house, then they'll be successful. Then he'll be able to tell his wife, you cannot speak the way you want to speak. The king made a decree throughout his provinces, throughout his lands. He says, the Gra says, Gam hu haman nasa isha gedayla heimenu. V'haya ritzonya liftor isa kimashikosav medrash. He wanted to be in charge over her. As it tells us, Shemamucha, I'm reading from the Gra, and after this we'll have to stop for the next year. Ze haman. And this is all because it's coming to prepare the Yeshua, the Geula, the redemption, the ultimate redemption. Because later on, as we've mentioned yesterday, when Haman is going to fall on top of Esther and Achashverosh doesn't come back in, Haman dug his own grave. Because he's going to tell the king, you're in charge. You don't need the advisors to tell you off with their head or not. Who's the boss here? You're the boss. Now, Haman never realized he would be on the other side of the table one day, years later. And then this is the pasuk we discussed yesterday, how he literally dug his own grave. Stop here for today.